Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Well, welcome. So today we're going to talk about the difference between value and worth. So a dear friend of mine is really challenging my thinking on this. We're kind of developing the kind of relationship that kind of points me to deeper things within myself, which I absolutely adore, by the way. I love when somebody challenges me in such a way, and it's not even outright, it's just being with this person, right? I love when they challenge me because I love to think, right? So I've really been mulling over this idea. As many of you know, I was in Grand Rapids for the last several days. I was at a conference. It's a really big conference, about, 4,000 people or so. And I just get to go and love on people and serve and speak. And that's what I did all week. So that was amazing. It's also, quite a drive. It ends up being, with stops and stuff, about 3 hours, especially if you have, construction or traffic. And no good way to get there. Only about 30 miles of it is actually on the expressway. And so that leaves a lot of time for thinking. And so I usually turn on the radio, or excuse me, like Pandora, whatever I want to listen to that day. And that gives my brain a lot of time for thinking. So I used my drive time to really kind of think about this idea of value and worth. And here's what I've come up with so far. So please feel free to reach out and tell me, hey, this is what I think about it too. So your worth, I think, is really inherent just because you're a human, right? We have high worth on us just because we're living and we're breathing and we're here, right? We are worthy, period. So I believe that each one of us is gifted. We are divine beings, okay? So we've come from somewhere, right? We're more than just our body. We're divine beings gifted with the human experience. And so, whatever you believe your purpose is in life, that we are designing things in our life in order to have those experiences. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be doing this podcast, okay? Every single person in this world has inherent worth. One of our jobs is to learn that about ourselves, learn that about others, and help others to see their own worth whenever we can. I'll use a great example. I know several children in my life of all different ages who have been gifted with an extra chromosome. Some would call them Down syndrome kids. I don't call them Down syndrome kids. I call them extra special. They are. If you have ever hung out with any one of these kids for any length of time, the sheer unadulterated joy that they have at just being in this human experience is amazing. I also see this with infants and toddlers who are very new to this world. The exploration and discovery and excitement of that, right? If you've ever seen an infant discover their hand for the first time, it's almost like, an adult who, was under the influence and is like, ooh, my hand, it's really an amazing process to watch these little ones. Many would say, an infant doesn't have a lot of value. Actually, an infant takes a lot of value, right? Because it takes a lot of people to grow that infant up. And that's true. However, their worth is indescribable, right? So that's what we're talking about. Your worthiness, it never changes despite circumstances or results of life, okay? Now, the one thing I know, I've learned this about myself, is we simply forget that the truth is that we are worthy, right? We think that we've got to, go out and do stuff and prove our worth. We don't have to prove our worth. Just because we forget that we're worthy doesn't mean that we're unworthy, okay? It just never changes. We don't ever have to do anything in life to be worthy, period. We just have to be. So everyone, no matter their station in life, their personality, where they were born, none of that. Everyone has the same worth regardless of who they are. Now, value, on the other hand, is really wrapped up in who we are as a doer, right? What are our roles, our titles, our responsibilities, our giftings, our skills, right? So for example, the infant, if somebody says they don't have a lot of value because they're not giving anything to society, right? You can actually say that of people who are ill or injured or in a coma. And some people have tried to say that, right? That they have no value. They are, pulling resources, but they have worth, right? So value is really in the eye of the beholder. This is why we have professional athletes making multi-millions of dollars. And you've got people who are running the world, like teachers and EMTs, who are not making that money, right? Because our society has said there's more value on someone who entertains us than those who save our lives and help us to learn. Okay. That's just a thing. I'm not coming at this from any sort of like, belief system or political view or anything like that. That's just an observation. Okay. Also, here's a more personal example. I have people in my life right now that see extreme value in me. You know, one thing that I really appreciated this last week is the, being at this conference, the sheer amount of people that came to talk to me, and it wasn't just like, okay, you gave a great talk. At this point in my career, people know if they see my name on the program, they know they're going to get great value. That's a given. Because I've practiced that. I've been intentional for 20 plus years to make that happen. However, it was the side conversations with people or someone saying, hey, I love your question of the day on Facebook. I don't really respond, but you always get me thinking. Or someone that said, hey, I was in a training with you 2 years ago. And oh my gosh, this thing that you said had changed my life. Or, hey, podcast listener here, now can I have a hug, right? Remember, that's the rule. But it was just filled. Listen, the most amazing thing happened with the bellhop at the hotel. So for those of you who don't know, it's a very large hotel. It's the Amway Grand Hotel in Grand Rapids. It's been around for many, 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 many years. One of those old fashioned hotels, right? And so I always valet my car because $25 a day is worth it. And I always make sure that I tip as much as I can. That's really important to me because those people do, if you've ever watched the valets, which are always very young guys, they are running to get your car. They are doing their very best to serve you. And so I always make sure that I have tip. Anyway, so I walk into the hotel and when I came in, most everybody was either not checked in or they were in a special session. So there wasn't a whole lot of people. But as soon as I walked in the door, this bellhop, who I've experienced many, many times because I've been going to this conference for 25 years in a row, he sees me, his face lights up, like to the point where I thought he's looking at someone else, right? He puts his arms out and he says, you're back. And I said, yeah, I'm back. And we had the most amazing conversation. He asked me about my life. He said, I want to know what's going on. And I asked him about his life. Like we were doing this as if we knew each other forever. Right? And throughout the whole week, if he was out doing his thing and I was walking in the hall, he would always stop and just say, hey, I see you. How are you? What's going on? Is there anything I can do for you? And of course I would do that in return. I see you, how can I help you? And when I was leaving, he made it a point. I was stopped and talking to a person and he said, I see your bag is out here. Are you leaving today? And I said, yes. And he said, why can't you stay with us longer? And I said, I got to go. I got a talk I got to give. And so he said, okay, great. I'm going to help you. He made sure that other people helped, other customers so that he could be the one to help me. And the reason why he said, at the end, I won't tell you all the stuff he said, but he basically was like, you are one of my favorite customers. I look forward to seeing you all the time. Every time I see your face, I know I'm going to have a good interaction with you. And I said, I'm so honored, that I can have that interaction with you. And I'm also sad. And so I'm going to just set the intention that you're going to have more customers like me. And he was like, yes. We just had this great interaction. He saw my value. I saw his value. Right? We could do that for each other. But here's the kicker too, that there are some people in my life that don't see my value. They don't even see my worth, right? But whose version is true or right? Well, I guess that really depends, right? My worth is never less because someone sees my value differently. Okay, here's another business example. If I contract with an organization to do a speaking event, so my pay or my value, right, is determined by several factors. One of them is definitely my schedule. If you ask me to do a keynote in March or August, you're going to pay a premium to get on my calendar. Unless, of course, you ask me like a year in advance. For example, I'm doing a keynote in August for an organization that asked me last year if I would do it, and they got a better price, right? If you ask me in July to do the same exact event, same everything, you're going to get a steal. Why? Well, because I don't have anything really in July. Nobody wants to work in July, right? And so that's a great time for some people who want to work with me, but they don't have that funding. So does that mean that I'm going to do anything different or bring less value in July than other months? Absolutely not. You're going to get the same value regardless of the calendar. But my value, my pay might be perceived differently, right? I discovered this phenomenon after I got my PhD. There's certain people, especially in certain circles, that see more value in me now because of that degree, that certificate on the wall. They didn't see value in me before. And some people, they don't even care about that degree. They're like, can you help me? I don't care if you have a degree or not. Can you help me? Right? But see, my worth has never changed for one second before, during, or after that degree. Okay. All right. Let's put it in a more simple way. Maybe you've seen this. This is kind of a meme that's going around right now. But right now where I live, you can buy a 12 pack of filtered water at the dollar store for about $1.50. Okay. So you do the math and it's like 12 and a half cents a bottle. So we'll say 13 cents, right? You can buy literally the same exact bottle of water. They're buying, you know, at my gym right now. I'm sure they're going to the dollar store just like I am. And you're going to pay $1.75, right? So that's a huge markup. And a few weeks ago, I went to this like festival fair type event, and the same exact water bottle cost me $3.50. Not 13 cents, $3.50, right? This is the best example I can think of as far as value and worth. So outward circumstances and conditions and other people's perspectives may determine your value in certain places, but your worth, the same water bottle, right? It is the same water in those water bottles. It never changes. All right, so somebody's saying, okay, this is great, but like, what do we do with this information? Well, first of all, remember that every single person that you deal with has tremendous worth. I don't care who they are. Treat them accordingly with respect, with honor, and with love. Listen, one of my favorite people this week was the bellhop of the hotel. Okay, I had a great time with customers and clients and potential people I'm going to work with and all that kind of stuff. But I had the most amazing time with that bellhop. Okay, everybody has worth and value. Okay, second, you can do an inventory of your life. So what groups are you a part of, right? Personally, professionally, right? So think about your family, right? So not just your maybe nuclear family, but think about your first family, your extended family, family by choice. Think about your friends. Think about, community groups that you're involved in. What about work, right? So think about all the groups of people that you're with. And if the people in that group put a number value on your head, what would it be? Right? So you could even use the same example and say, okay, if this group gave me a value, would it be 13 cents? Would it be $1.75? Would it be $3.50? Right? Now, then you're going to ask, well, how do you know that? Right? So what evidence do you have for that answer? So for example, the one organization I mentioned earlier, they used to think of me as $3.50. And I was involved in everything and people were asking me for their help and all that kind of stuff. Well, recent events, some people, I wonder if they even see me as 13 cents of value, okay? And I'm not going to go into all of that, but I have my own data for that, right? So one thing that I know is I have several friends that see me as, let's say, $1.75, right? They're happy when they're with me as long as I'm giving them value, right? They rarely, try to give me value back instead, and also rarely point me to my worth. Okay. And I also have some amazing people in my life that see me as $3.50. And they tell me regularly how amazing I am, which is really good because I'm human and I forget. Okay. And here's the kicker. I have a few people in my life right now that see me as so much more valuable than I see myself, and they point me to my worth and my value. They are my champions. They are my lifesavers. They help keep me going. They remind me of what I have to offer this world, my incredible value when, sometimes I just get so exhausted from serving other people. They encourage me to raise my prices on my work and to go after even bigger and bolder projects to help change the world. And they know that I can. So I guess really, my final encouraging thought for you is this: try to remember you are worthy, period. You don't have to prove anything to anyone, right? Conduct that inventory of your current relationships. How do they value you? And when you find people in your life that put a high price tag on you, keep them. Those that don't, you may want to make some adjustments. Okay? If they don't see your incredible value, you may want to spend a little less time with them. And are you overgiving, right? Are you giving $5 of value to someone who sees you as 10 cents worth? Okay? If so, maybe save that incredible value for those who see your true value and worth. And do the same for others, because I truly believe that when we understand this, that's how we can change the world. Okay? Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.